This audio recording is a service of Incarnation Catholic Church, a Roman Catholic parish of the personal ordinariate of the Chair of St. Peter. We thank you for listening, and we invite you to visit us in person in Orlando, Florida, or on the web at www.ordinariate.org. The following sermon was preached on Sunday, March 24th, 2024, Palm Sunday, by Father William Doc Holliday.
May the words of my mouth and meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Many, many things change liturgically on this day. We enter into Holy Week. The liturgy speaks of the realities of what our Lord endured. Things change. I mean, there are rubrics, church law, would dictate how we celebrate the Mass of this week. And we see these different things going on. They all have a profound meaning. For instance, one of the rubrics today is a short homily is appropriate. Why a short homily? Said Varenga. We should be talking about this all day. We don't have to talk about it. Talk is cheap. Homilies are expositions of Scripture. But we look at the readings today. There is really no necessity of expounding them. They are very clear. The first reading from the prophet Isaiah, it's a prophecy of what the Messiah is going to do when he comes. There will be unmistakable things to know that it's the Messiah. The second reading is a historical account of what the Messiah did when he came. And the third, of course, the Passion of our Lord Jesus Christ is a detailed description of what happened to him when he came. They say the liturgies are different, particularly today, radically different. There's actually two liturgies going on Palm Sunday. You have the Liturgy of the Palms, and then you have the Mass. The bifurcation, the separation of the two is really, really dramatic and pronounced if you're paying attention, which I know we all do around here. The Liturgy of the Palms is very celebratory. Hosanna to the King of David. Blessed is he that cometh in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Chants on the way in. All glory, laud, and honor to you, Redeemer King. And we wave palm branches. We think of this triumphal entry of our Lord Jesus Christ into Jerusalem. The true picture of his triumphal entry is a boxer. You know, most of us have seen boxing movies. When the two boxers are coming down, people cheer for the boxers. They cheer for them. And then they get in the ring. Then the fight starts. This is exactly what is being presented to us today. The cheering of his people who have at least a mental assent to Jesus and what he's done and what he has done up to that point. But things change dramatically when he steps into the ring. And that's exactly what our Lord Jesus Christ is doing when he goes to Jerusalem. He's stepping into the ring. It is the eternal cage match, so to speak, between Jesus Christ and Satan. This is what's going on. And as soon as he steps into the ring, as soon as he enters Jerusalem, there is this dramatic change between the two things. Came in here chanting, waving palms, and then the Mass starts, and there is absolutely no vestige whatsoever of anything joyous. Overwhelming joy, no joy at all. That's exactly what happened with our Lord. Triumphal entry, stupendous combat, as we hear in our liturgy. This is the reality of the stepping off into Holy Week. When we see Holy Week in all these different liturgies, be attentive to what's going on. A lot of you have missals that you read, and they have little commentaries on things. Use those and understand truly what's going on there, because every part of them are meaningful. The collect for today. Again, after the joy's over, we come in here and we ask our Lord Jesus Christ that we may have grace to imitate our Lord Jesus' patience and his humility. Why do we have to ask for graces for that? Because both of those things are completely against our human nature. Completely. We are not patient. We are not humble. We're just the opposite. If I hear anything in the confessional, bar none, 100 times more than that, I want to confess in patience. Yeah, okay, welcome to the club. You know, how did it manifest itself? But I mean, it's a huge thing. We know it, each and every one of us, impatience. Humility, oh my gosh. We actually talk about how humble we are and then do just the opposite, the way we act. We need to ask God's grace for this. We need to imitate our Lord Jesus Christ. This is what he came. One of the reasons was being an example for us. He suffered and humbled himself for us, and it is only right that we prove that we will do the same for him. Suffer and be humble. Be patient. This is reverence. We hear reverence a lot. You know, I speak of reverence a lot and the necessity of reverence and how, you know, why is traditional Catholicism so dramatically different from Novus Ordo Catholicism? Because of reverence. Bottom line, that's the only word. What's one thing? Reverence. One is reverent, one is less than. I'm not saying it's irreverent. I'm just saying it's less than what it used to be. It's reverence. Why reverence? Because of this week. Because every time we come to Mass, every single time, we should be engaged in what has historically been called the holy sacrifice of the Mass. You don't hear that much anymore in modernist circles, the holy sacrifice of the Mass. Why? It's the Eucharist, it's a Thanksgiving. It's the communal representation of the Lord's Supper, which it is in part, but it is first and foremost the holy sacrifice of the Mass. It's representing what our Lord Jesus Christ did on Good Friday every single week. Every single week. We never need it, and that's why we are reverential. We should be reverential on this week. Yeah. If there's ever a week on the calendar where our Lord Jesus Christ has an absolute right, and it's disgusting if he doesn't, have a reverence, and our adoration is on Holy Week. We are contemplating actually what he did for us. This is just not a matter of this Holy Week to recall with compassion what our Lord Jesus suffered. You should be resentful of what our Lord Jesus Christ had to suffer. Resentful. You should be bitter and angry that the Son of God had to endure what he endured because there was no reason for him to endure it save the fact that we could not. He's humble, we're not. He's patient, we're not. He had to do it for us. That should foster in us such a bitterness that our Lord Jesus Christ had to endure what he did. The spitting, the mockery from his creatures, the one who he was keeping alive while they were doing that to him. This is the reality. This is why he deserves our reverence. Reverence is not, well, that's just the way we do things, because reverence is making amends. The more reverent you are before our Lord Jesus Christ in reception of his body, blood, soul, and divinity, in your prayers, how we manifest it bodily before him, all of these things are amends for what he endured for us. So when if you don't do those things, you are not making any amends for what our Lord Jesus Christ suffered. It's just like so much, yeah, whatever. It should fill us with a bitterness and an anger. A prime example that's like 10 minutes old. When we were coming through the procession, and I hope you noticed it, the godless heathen who was standing on the sidewalk on his phone while we're walking by with the crucifix and chanting praises to God, and he's got his nose stuck in and won't get out of the way. I wanted to push him in the back so bad out in the street and go, excuse us. I ain't going to confess that either. Okay? He's a heathen. This should make us resentful. It should make us bitter and angry. And if you were in the procession and you didn't think, what an idiot. Thank you. That's what you should have thought. And then pray for him, because he needs Christ, obviously. Blow it off. That's billions of people out there. Our reverence is the primary way to make amends for the humiliation that our Lord Jesus Christ endured for us. That's why when we come to Mass, we hear every single time, with angels and archangels and all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name. Why do we say that? It's not words. We should understand the reality of that. We should understand the reality of that, and we should picture in our, well, how are the angels and archangels and all the company of heaven worshiping him? Read the scriptures. They're prostrate before him. They're on their face. They take the crowns that they have earned and they cast them at the foot of the throne. The seraphim, the pinnacle of created order. They don't get bored of it. For all eternity, flying around the altar. Holy, holy, holy. Because why? He deserves it. He deserves that. Our pride, we're so myopic when it comes to even graces that our Lord gives us. Some minutes from now, if you are properly disposed, you will receive the body, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ, and that is a glorious thing. When you receive the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ from the chalice, commingled with the precious body of our Lord Jesus Christ that was broken for us, indeed, you're receiving the chalice of salvation. You're receiving the chalice of salvation. We should be on our faces forever for it. That it is our opportunity to get into heaven. But when you look at that chalice, it's like a coin. There are two sides of it. Only one side is the chalice of salvation. You are able to participate and receive from that chalice of salvation because our Lord Jesus Christ received the chalice of suffering, pain, humiliation, and death. It's the chalice that he asked his Father to take from him. That's what you're receiving from also. Never forget, I'm receiving the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Blood's supposed to be in your body. What happened? His body was broken, so all his blood came out so we can receive it. That's what you're doing at the Mass. That's why it demands reverence. It is not just a compassionate approach to what our Lord Jesus Christ had to deal with for our sakes. It should foster in us a resentment that it had to happen because of us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost.